Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Ryan.
Ryan says, "Dear LSAT Demon, hello. I appreciate all your work on helping people elevate their LSAT scores. I also enjoy listening to your podcast from time to time. I do not know if you remember, but I have previously sent an email asking for some tips on improving my LR. Since then, I have made some improvements, and now I'm able to finish the LR section on time with around 2 to 4 questions incorrect on average. However, recently I have felt that my scores are plateauing as I am struggling to further improve my score. Listening to great things about the LSAT Demon study programs, I've decided to try a month of Demon as well, but I'm still unable to see any improvements. So what would be the best way to utilize the Demon to improve my score and ultimately reach a level of scoring on average perfect on LR?" Perfect on average, you say. Okay, so perfect always.
That's how that works.
Well, never miss a question. Currently, for LR only, from Monday to Friday, I take a timed section with review and 2 hours of drilling. On Saturday, I take a full practice test and review. Sunday, I give my brain some time to rest. Given my current study schedule, how can I change my study method to improve my score and ultimately reach a level of perfection? Thank you for your time and also for making my LSAT journey less burdensome." From Ryan.
Ryan, you're studying too much. You're doing a time section, reviewing it, and then you're doing 2 hours of drilling daily? Am I understanding that correctly? That's for LR only. So then what are you doing on top of that for logic games and reading comp? I'd much rather you do fewer questions, drill, because the drilling algorithm is going to give you harder questions given how well you're doing. And then you can start asking questions to the ask team about those questions. I'd rather you do 10 questions and really understand them.
Totally.
Then do how many? Man, how many is Ryan doing?
Yeah, you're reinforcing your plateau. You're like, because, so Ryan, I'm not confident that you should be actually finishing these sections. You seem to think that that's a good thing that you're finishing, but you're missing 2 to 4 questions. What if you didn't do the last 1 or 2?
Yeah, but you got all of them right. Those other ones right. Yeah, exactly.
Up till then, because you're dropping some points along the way. And if you're doing that, if we take you at your word, you're literally doing 5 sections of LR a week and just consistently getting 2 to 4 wrong. That's a hell of a lot of mistakes you're making every week. You should eventually stop making those mistakes. So are you really getting anything out of this doing a section and then you're reviewing it? But like, is anything actually going in?
Well, I want to double down on something you said briefly, and that is you said you're reinforcing something, this plateau or these bad habits.
You're reinforcing your bad behavior, like you're reinforcing that bad score.
Absolutely. So think about this, Ryan. When you're doing a section, if you skip the last 2 questions or 1 question, I don't know what it will be, but whatever, you just focus on getting every single question that you do right. Well, then that's the habit you're going to start developing. Right now, you're developing the habit of kind of skimping on 2 or 3 of these questions so you can finish. And that's not the skill you want to develop.
Yeah, you're trying to be literally perfect on the section. Instead, you need to try to be perfect on the questions you attempt.
Yep.
Because, by the way, you can't be perfect on the section without being perfect on the questions you attempt.
But you can be perfect on the questions you attempt without being perfect on the section, but eventually you will become perfect on the section.
The only way you get perfect on the section is you don't miss any. And right now you're missing 2 to 4. And I think it has to do with you're thinking about the section. You're going a little bit too fast. And so that causes you to drop some questions. By the way, you're probably getting lucky on another 2 to 4 questions where it was a 50-50 and you guessed right. And then these other 50-50s you guessed wrong. And so you're just not doing the test in a serious enough, lawyerly enough way. And you've got to give up on the time for a while. And just, like, I'm not saying don't time yourself, but just don't try to finish the section. Instead, don't pick answers unless you know they're right.
And do less work, but better work. I mean, yeah. I've used this analogy way too many times, but imagine someone going to the gym for 4 hours or 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like, just go there, hit some really hard weights, and then go home. Stop with this. Oh, jam, jam, jam. It's like, you're acting like an attorney in the sense that you are setting a goal of one time section with review plus 2 hours of drilling, and you're hitting that goal, but that's not the right goal.
Eric, we're gonna need that drop from Ben. Just go there, hit some really hard weights, and then go home. I want that. I want that to be like my ringtone. All right, that's excellent. Thank you, Ryan, for writing in. Everybody cool. can email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.